Force on Force features the largest and strongest outdoor military organization in the country. These are the men and women who make it possible to enjoy the freedom to hunt and fish. It is with great pride that we bring you Force on Force podcast, coming to you from the Force on Force Talk.
Hey, welcome to the Force on Force podcast. I am Sean Downpour, your host. We're here at the Force on Force Talk. We start everything in the Tactical Operations Center, and all our shows start there. Everything in the military starts in the Tactical Operations Center, and the Force on Force podcast starts here. We're here on the road. You guys heard me talk about it last week, being on the road for three straight weeks. And we had a lot of fun last week filming the first ever hog hunting show. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a later episode of the Force on Force Talk podcast. But this week, we're going to talk about Red Crest. It is coming up fast and furious for us, and we are going to be one of the main efforts for the Kids Fishing Zone. We are the main effort for the Kids Fishing Zone. And tonight we have the guys that are going to be instrumental in that, Force on Force champion, William Tagger, who is a big part of what we do. And then I could say, Eric, I think we had to come up with almost twice you've been the Force on Force champion between redfish and bass. You've been so close. I mean, you lost to William. So how are you guys doing?
Great. Doing great. Thanks for having us on.
I had to bring up that memory since you had your first loss. You got William on here who snatched victory from you in the last second there in season 11 right there in Welsh Lake there in Texas. So great to have you guys on. Yeah. I know it's a lot of fun. We do a lot of things around the country, and we do a lot of deal with kids stuff. And I know that we're looking forward to being an integral part of what we're doing with Major League Fishing is for the Red Crest. So William, you and I kind of talked and kind of started talking with MLF about a year ago to kind of say, hey, how can we help you guys with the kids zone? So kind of talk about what we're going to be doing and what that is going to look like for Army Bass Anglers. We kind of take that role on for Major League Fishing this week.
Yes. We got with them back in Charlotte, and we seen some disruption going on, and we asked them, can we help them? We got the offer, and we're going to be running kids fun zone. We will have a no fee fishing and no fee BB gun range. So we got some targets. And then if you want some special targets for a generous donation, we'll put up some ugly looking targets for the BB gun range. And then you can get your shoot it all up what you want to do. And then on the fish, we're going to have some 1 pound to 3 pound catfish. And we're going to have some brim as big as mine and Eric's hand. And we're hoping the kids have fun doing so. We're also going to have, at given times, the Paw Patrol will be coming by to visit the kids and sign autographs. So I'm looking forward to this because it starts 11 o'clock Friday and goes until, I want to say, 6 o'clock in the evening every evening. So we're looking forward to making the kids happy. My wife always gets the little doodads for the youngins and some stickers for them. So we're looking forward to seeing the kids and making sure they have fun.
Yeah, I know we do a lot of things kids related. I know kids are a real big part of what you do, William. I know you do a kids fishing derby every year. So this is right up your alley to really get this opportunity with Major League Fishing. So I know you're really excited because anytime you get a chance to work with kids, that's always something really special. Because I know you talk about it a lot. You know, you're always trying to reach those kids that don't get a chance to kind of do this because you always say, I was one of those kids, you know, and so I know that's really near and dear special to you.
Yes,
from this perspective.
Yep. Yep. Like Sean said, one thing I did do as a family wasn't very, I was kind of poor. I started working jobs as soon as I was a teenager, which was fine because it kind of shaped and developed me. But one thing we did all the time as a family when we had time was we always dug up some worms and headed to the water, whether it be a river, pond, or whatever. But the key is, I was one of them kids, like Sean said, didn't have no light at the end of the tunnel. That's one reason I came to the service, and it's done me well. And I wanted to share my piece of property because before I retired out of the Army, the only thing I wanted, her requirement was that I would have a shop that would allow me to have my boat hooked up to my truck so I could pull out tournament ready. Well, I got blessed with a 1.5 acre lake that had fish in it, and I've been keeping it stocked. I've had the biologists come and check it out. And I got some over 1 pound brim in my pond. I got white crappie, black crappie, and they're slab crappie, big enough to fillet, like 16 inches. Got three species of bass in there, smallmouth, largemouth, and spotted bass, and three species of catfish, blue cats, channel cats, and flatheads. Been trying to get them kids. I give them a bonus to catch the big old two flatheads I know are in there, but they ain't done that yet. But one day they probably will. Also got five species of brim, and last kid's fishing derby I had, they tore up them brim, and most of them were over a pound. They caught four out of the five species, but I enjoyed doing that because I did hourly weighing. It keeps it interesting. It's good to see the kids get happy and not playing video games.
Yeah, I think that's a lot about what Major League Fishing is trying to accomplish with the kids zone and give the kids an opportunity to kind of interact. We bring that ability to interact with the kids, and whether it's at the fish tank or the BB gun range, and then you bring in to have Paw Patrol and not just that, but you know, we're going to have, you know, some pros are going to come by, MLF pros are going to come by the booth. And so that's going to be kind of fun to have some of that. And so just really, it's going to be a great opportunity. We're really looking forward to being a part of this Red Crest, because for one, it's right there in your backyard, and it's a really cool deal. But more importantly, you know, Eric Wilkes, if you guys don't know, we've talked about Eric. He's been on here, the podcast, before. Eric runs Simplified Charters down out of Panama City Beach. If you guys are looking for a great guy to go offshore fishing down there, I mean, give Eric a call. But more importantly, Eric does a great job working, doing stuff with us. And he did a great job doing a deal with a bona fide kayak that we had and raised a good bit of money for our nonprofits. But we kind of had a bonus with that. And the person who won that kayak asked for a little special thing with that. That's going to be part of this Red Crest in the kids zone. So why don't you, Eric, kind of talk about what kind of happened with that and what it kind of means to someone to be so generous to do what they're going to do with that.
Yep. So last week we had a raffle and sold some tickets. Once we got to a certain number of tickets, we went ahead and decided to go ahead and raffle this bona fide SS-127 off. So that's a sit and stand fishing kayak, value at $1,700. So anyway, we decided to raffle it off, and we had a little girl come to the booth, as we always do for all of our raffles, and she reached in and pulled out somebody's name, and that name said Katie. So we gave Katie a phone call last week, and Katie came over, and Katie happened to be the owner of Buck Island, which that's where we get some of our Skeeter boats from. And Katie decided to donate it back. She knew we were going to be doing the Kids Zone MLF this next weekend. So she said she wanted to donate it back. So every kid now that comes through the Kids Zone will get a ticket to put in a raffle box, and we will draw somebody's name out, and they will win this bona fide SS-127. So we just have to really say thanks a lot to Katie. That means a lot. And just like we said about getting kids out fishing, this might change somebody's life. You know, it could be the parents being able to take these kids out fishing, and it means a lot to get them away from everything, their electronics and just the world, and get out and see some of the nature.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. And it's pretty awesome, Katie, and especially that her ties with one of our partners out there, that she reached out and kind of said, hey, this is what we kind of like to do for it. And I think that goes a long way. It gets out. I think a lot of that goes back to you, William, because she knows your commitment to what you do with the Kids Fishing Derby, and yep, she's always tied into it. And so she kind of knows where your heart is. And I think that really goes back and really, really appreciative, because that all really first started with the guys over at Bonafide Kayaks that help us throughout the year. I mean, all of us see from a bass side, on the bass boat side, but the kayak industry is so big out there. I mean, I'll just tell you, I'm getting ready to build me a a new kayak for fishing, because I just, there's times where I can't get away, and I got the Salt River that runs by the house that I'm just going to sneak in and get one of the new PRW, you know, bona fide kayaks, and we're going to put it to use. But it's such a big part of the industry out there, and so we're always appreciative of what bona fide has done with us, and to have the opportunity at this event like Red Crest is going to be really awesome to make somebody's day out there. And it's really cool portion of that. And so that's going to be really a cool deal. I didn't kind of brief you or you guys really asked you this question. So I do have a kind of a question for you guys. It is Red Crest. So Eric, you got a favorite going in Red Crest?
I don't right now. I have a good friend that's on there, but he didn't make Red Crest this year. I'm going to be rooting for him the next year. And this year, maybe Ryan Salzman can pull it off and get out there and do something. So I don't know. We'll see.
So what about you, Tiger?
Oh, I'm rooting for our task force member there, Ryan Salzman.
See, so what's your... Did he not? Yeah. So everybody, so I didn't kind of prompt them for this, but if you guys were listening to a couple podcasts ago when we were talking with Cody Prather, and he was talking about the guy that I fish with at UNA that has won a BPT, and that would be Ryan Salzman. You know, if I got to pick a favorite going into Red Crest, that'd be Ryan. He, you know, he's always kind of, if you guys don't know, Ryan served all the way up to as a captain in the Army, and he was a cadet at the University of North Alabama, same program I got my commission at. So really got to spend a lot of time with Ryan, and a lot of people don't know that about him. And so, you know, it's, I think if you watch him, if you've ever, this is the other thing I don't think a lot of people know, and us with a military background kind of understand, is if you ever watch Ryan Salzman on the water, he was a military intelligence officer. And if you ever watched him kind of dissect things, it's very much like a military intelligence officer would. And I think that goes a lot to how he does things on the water, his decision-making process, things of that. You really see that from him. And I think that's when we look at, he's already proven it with that BP, you know, that Bass Pro Tour win. So, you know, he's fishing there on a lake that I know he has familiarity with, not necessarily his home lake, which sometimes could not be necessarily the best thing for you, although that's been proven, disproven, you know, several times in the last, you know, recent years. Used to be the kiss of death to get your home lake drawn for a big tournament like this. And so now that that's kind of out, I think he's out there to be just as posed as anybody else. So I think he can do it. You know, as we talked about last week, you got to think that, you know, live scope, active target, all those things are going to play into it deal going forward. The weather, you know, I don't know. I know I'm actually down on Toledo Bend. I know we got a storm front moving through right now. I don't know exactly what the weather's going to be like in the Birmingham area. So that could play a little bit of issue into it.
Yeah, we got 8% rain here.
Yeah, so
Friday.
Yeah, so we could really see like the weather play a position into it, and you know that's going to be kind of, I don't know, man. I'm just kind of looking at it to say, you know, he's as posed as anybody else out there. You know, I think
one thing we've learned, being at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing.
Yeah, yep. I mean, I'd be super happy for him to walk away with it. You know, he's definitely persevered and kept his head down and gone through some stuff. I mean, I've got some great Ryan Salzman stories just to see how far he's come, you know. But I think just someone be like, he'd be like, please don't tell those on me. But I think it really looks like it from a perspective of you to see how far somebody has come. It's just, you know, you got to look to see where they came from. And I think you look at some of those, and you know he's an electronics guy. He knows his graphs, and so I think that's really important. And I'll tell this story on him, and it's kind of funny, but I'll never forget we did an install back. We had the Gen 1 Lowrances, man. We were big time back then. We had the 5-inch Gen 1 graphs, Lowrance graphs, and we put him on his Bumblebee, and got him put on him in my garage. And I know it's happened because I couldn't leave right away. And he was off fishing, practicing on Gunnersville. And me and my partner were going to go. He called me on there and he's like, "Hey, why is my cursor, you know, I keep having to move the map. The boat's not going with the map on there." And so I had to think about it a second. I was like, "Hit the exit button, man." He'd actually hit the cursor thing and moved it off the map at the time. And it wasn't tracking with his thing. But now we joke about, like, he's a super user now. And I think that's kind of goes back to what we were kind of talking about in the last podcast, just time and use on the water. And that's how far he's come. I mean, he's a super competitive guy, and just to see from us, you know, I'm always proud to see it. And I talked to, you know, one of his mom and dad and just to see them and watch him through his social media and things like that. It's really cool to watch him do all that. So I think that's pretty cool. But yeah, I always go back to, he couldn't figure out why his map wasn't moving, but the boat kept moving on the screen. And I'm like, he's calling me all freaking out. And I'm like, just hit the exit button, man. And so it's just kind of, you know, and now you got all these tutorial videos that he does on his graphs and everything like that. And then, like I said, that tells you how far, you know, how special it is when somebody goes that far that they do that kind of stuff. And so I think he is really, really, you know, done such a big deal. But he processes knowledge in a way that only a military intelligence officer can. So I will say this. I appreciate what William and Eric are doing. And we're actually going to probably do another podcast this week and drop, because we're actually down at the Toby, which is the Texas Oilman's Bass Invitational. When they going to do kind of on the scene with some of the players from the Toby, what that event is actually one of our big nonprofit things that we do, which helps raise a lot of money for the Texas Children's Hospital. And so the rest of the week, we're actually doing two-fold operations this week. While you guys are at Red Crest, we're down in at the Toby, and then next week we'll be at the Classic. So a lot of stuff going on with Army Bass and Buck and Hog and Duck and Redfish. And so we always say, if you guys want to know more about us, and just go to ForceOnForceTV.com. And we appreciate everything that, you know, the viewers for watching us and listening to us. So catch us on ForceTV.com.
Cool.
Thanks for listening. Force on Force Past. Join next time as we know more topics. Force on Force Talk. For more information or to learn how to join the organization, visit our website at ForceOnForceTV.com.